You certainly are with Mark Levy and Paul Gallen on this Tuesday night. 131873 is the number. Well, look, Parramatta has been the topic of discussion tonight. We've opened the lines to hear from the supporters and what you think about their chances of winning the premiership this year. And I'll tell you one bloke who I love watching play, and I was devastated for him that he didn't get an opportunity to play for Queensland because of injury. I speak of Reid Marnie. He's online right now. Hey, Reid.
Hey, gents. How's it going?
Mate, very, very well. Before we get into it, I've just got to sledge you on behalf of Peter Inkpen, who I know you do a bit of work with his young bloke in the Giant Steps program. Look, Peter tells me that you're absolutely atrocious at golf, and he's wanting to know whether that golf game's improved at all or are you still hopeless?
Has he had a look at his own game? I'm pretty sure he was a few shots of it, behind me. So he needs to focus on his own backyard, actually.
Before we get into the footy...
I hope he's listening.
I'm sure he will be. But before we get into the footy chat, I just want to promote this for you too, because you do some fantastic work with Giant Steps. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what Giant Steps does?
Yeah, Giant Steps is a school with, you know, kids and adults with autism, starting from a young age of, you know, preschool all the way up to, you know, adults. So... there's programs throughout the whole school, and you know, I was part of it pretty young, coming to Sydney about 17. And there was a few other boys that worked there as well, and yeah, just sort of along the way, mate, you meet you know, really good people. Peter, for example, and you know, he's obviously got a young fellow with autism, and get along really well with him. So yeah, you sort of, you know, build connections and relationships, you know, from the people you meet. So. They've obviously, you know, done a lot for me, that school, and yeah, at the moment I'm trying to give back, which is good.
Well, good on you, mate. You should be really proud of yourself for what you're doing off the field, because you've become a great role model, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening tonight that take their hat off to what you're doing for Giant Steps. Onto the footy, mate. What's happened the last couple of weeks? There's a few people putting the big question mark over the Eels. Is there cause for concern?
Oh, yeah, we haven't been great. Not going to beat around the bush. We haven't been great the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we come up to the Goldie and play the Titans. And we started, you know, playing really well. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, we haven't been our best at all. So we know we haven't been, and we've addressed it. And, you know, we just got to move forward. And you can't worry about what's happened. We just got to keep moving forward.
Reed, you got the addition of Mitchell Moses back this week. Is that going to give you guys a hell of a lot of confidence, or you think, you know, some of the issues are, you know, other than not having Mitchell there?
Well, it's, you know, obviously Mitch is a big part of our team, and he obviously is the general of the team. And but yeah, without him being there, you know, wasn't an excuse, and we had boys to fill in, and you know, other boys, you know, we just weren't up to mark, all of us. So. Having Mitch back this week is really important for us and the team. And, yeah, we should be, you know, back playing our best footy this weekend.
What about the fact you have moved to Queensland? Has that affected the team at all? You know, you're out of your not-usual bed. You know, you're not usual routine. Has that changed anything amongst certain individuals in the team that has affected the team's performance, or there's just no excuses, you just haven't been good?
Yeah, no, as soon as we came up, we said there's no excuses. You know, everyone had to move away, and it's not just us, it's every team. So, you know, we knocked that on the head straight away. So we're not putting that in excuses, and you still can, you know, perform the best you can, even though you're away from home. We did it round one, and we're there. The last couple of weeks, just no excuses. And, you know, coming to that end of the year now, we've got to really start putting some games together. And, yeah, we start this week playing a really good South team.
Reed, just excuse me for a second. Gow, what about you? Oh, they're not sleeping in their own beds. Mate, it's an all-expenses-paid holiday.
I agree, but let me tell you, there's some clubs that have gone up there and haven't performed as well as they have, and there's other clubs that have gone up there and have performed better. So I think it has affected some and not others. And look, I think, look at Parramatta the past couple of weeks, maybe it has affected them. I don't know.
Hey, Reed, Gow's declared you can't win the comp too, by the way.
Mate, I declared 14 other teams can't win. I said it's down to two.
You're invited on. He's hating every team in the competition, bar his Sharkies tonight.
That's right.
I said they can't win, David, don't worry.
how is Mitch Moses? You know, that fractured back, a lot was made of it. I heard your coach say, you know, he'll be right. Is he a bit tentative, or is he back to 100% full fitness?
Yeah, he trained well today. So from everything that I've seen, he is back to normal. So, yeah, it's good to have him back.
And South Sydney, another big test for the Parramatta Eels. They're scoring plenty of points at the moment, the Bunnies. This is another big test.
Yeah, you're right. It's a big test, and they are scoring plenty of points at the moment. And you know, we got to stop that. So they obviously got some strike weapons in Latrell and Cody and Reynolds. So yeah, we got to the last few weeks, we've got to really step up our game and get back to what we were doing, you know, the first 15 rounds. So we've had a bit of a slip, and it's time to turn it around now. So yeah, everyone's excited.
Reid, how do you address that? Because I mean, your next five games, you play the top four sides pretty much. Do you look at the next four games, or you just take it 1 week at a time?
Yeah, it's pretty cliche, Paul. I think you just take it week in, week out, I reckon. You know, you can't think too far ahead. And I think if you do that, then you're not focusing on the game that is the next game. So, yeah, at the moment, we're just focusing on, you know, one game at a time. And when the finals come, I'll worry about that then.
All right, Reid, we'll let you get back to, sounds like a table tennis competition or something going on in the background.
The boys are playing a bit of blackjack. So
blackjack.
One of the boys has been the dealer the whole time we're here. So he's collected a bit of cash, and I got to get back on the table actually and clear some debts. So,
man, who's the dealer? He's the smartest one there. The house never loses.
Yeah, he has his nights, and then some nights he's kicking his bottom lip off the ground. So,
righto, mate. Nah, get back in there. Just make sure you put Gal in there for some sort of cash, and he might say a few nice things about Parramatta. Good on you, champion. See you, mate.
See you, boys. Thank
well
you,
done. Reid Marnie, what a champion he is. And, you know, that's really important to highlight what he's doing off the field too, because there's a lot of people that, you know, are very complimentary of what Reid Marnie does for some of the children with autism. And I mentioned Peter, who texted me earlier to say he heard he was coming onto the program and just wanted to highlight the terrific work that a lot of these footballers are doing. So well done to the Parramatta Eels, and well done to Reid Marnie.
I look forward to when he makes his Origin debut. Oh, 100%. I think he will for Brisbane.
Good player.
He's a good young player.